Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High indeed that we're back again for another episode. Yes, another blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yam, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, to be so very thankful to the Most High. The opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very, very precious words, the Most High has granted me. For the blessing of his people. Again, I'm your host, Edom Yam of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. And I welcome you all to the show. And I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that he brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed he's told me, that I have for him some very important things to do. He told me because of what I must do for him. He told me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends. He has some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I indeed am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed he has told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. For my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the day must come that men must discern the truth beyond their vanities. Men must discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, for the time must come. The men must understand the meaning of the words. It says, comfort ye, O my people. For indeed, man for a long time has sought to be comforted in his vanities and his lack of knowledge. How, my brothers and sisters, can men call upon him whom they have not heard? How can men agree upon ideas that they haven't had no have never been compelled to consider? My brothers and sisters, we live in a world today. As we inhabit a world today that so often men are not even willing to consider or communicate, to speak concerning things that are not common to everyone's understanding. But however, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, all scripture relates to Messiah comes to raise the conscience of men, to bring men to remembrance of those things that for a long time they have forgotten and not even been compelled to consider, because the purpose, my brothers and sisters, that many have called wise as to what is the purpose of man. Many have not even considered, my brothers and sisters, so busy thinking about what seems wise in their own hearts after constructs of worldly systems, not having considered neither initial purpose nor eventuality. So often, my brothers and sisters, Most High offers tools to help man to accomplish his purpose for existence. But not, my brothers and sisters, what are the good works of Yah? What is the righteousness of Yah? What is the justice of Yah? What is the plan of Yah? What his definition is for man, fully furnished unto all good works. My brothers and sisters, so many times when the Most High sends very precious words, precious acknowledgments of his will, precious instruction toward being able to perform what he finds acceptable, so many times, my brothers and sisters, these truths go right by the minds and hearts of many. What does scripture say in Isaiah 29? So if men finally discern what indeed is the purpose and plan of the Most High, what is his righteousness? Scripture said, be like a hungry man that has dreamt that he was eating, dreamt that he was drinking. When he wakes, he only finds that he is hungry and famished and his soul not satisfied. Thought that he was getting sufficient, what is necessary unto life. The scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, in that day Messiah will come speaking to many. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? He has to come speaking to many, having to say, One scripture actually relates, my brothers and sisters, in the book of, in the Masoretic text. It relates in a way that most not, wouldn't be too quick to want to understand or deal with. The Messiah will have to say to many, stupefy yourselves and see how blind and sensitive you have been. For you're drunken with, drunk but not with wine. How about drunken with misguiding doctrines, leading men astray and not understanding what is the path or what is the goal. So we talk about men's words, well, how they're worshiped has been on after the precepts and doctrines of men. Short-sighted after what seems wise to men. Words learned by rote. With the lips they draw to him, but their hearts far from him. Worship after the precepts and doctrines of men. After what merely what seems wise unto men, but not true unto all that is the purposes of Yah. So the scripture says he will have to deliver his people by a wonderful and a marvelous manner. Deliver them by a power beyond what is ordinary to men. The scripture says the book is given to one who is not learned. He says, I cannot read. I cannot understand because I'm not learned. I cannot read because I'm not learned. The book's given one who is supposed to learn it, having understanding. And the scripture says, those who are supposed to learn it, supposed to be teachers. Scripture says they will have to say, I cannot understand. I cannot read it. We see it. Because the book is sealed. So again, the scripture says the Most High will have to reveal the words of a book to his people. Set apart and consecrate his people by a marvelous manner, even by his spirit. Even by, my brothers and sisters, a plan that men had not discerned. Even the appearing of Messiah himself, that men, my brothers and sisters, know to pursue the Most High for a spiritual capacity to discern his words. But what the scriptures say? In Isaiah 28, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report? He's speaking about a people, my brothers and sisters, who even those who are supposed to be reprovers are quite blind, quite immoderate in their and what they partake of and what they speak, lacking much in the way of discretion. Read Isaiah 28 and understand. It says, one Messiah must come. He must indeed raise the conscience of men to be able to understand a word from the Most High. The scripture says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report? Those weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, barely able to take of anything substantive. My brothers and sisters, what the scripture says, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Everyone, my brothers and sisters, is not going to be willing to humble themselves to understand. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is going to be willing to understand what the scriptures mean when it says in Isaiah 42:16 that we have to lead the people by a way that they have known not. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is going to be willing to admit that what they have taught has, and what they perceive has been in so many ways inconsiderate. I asked the question, my brothers and sisters. Hey, here, pastor. One time, I remember a pastor. I was talking to him, and he realized a lot of things I was speaking about were not at an ordinary level. But he said that, he said, but he has a word for some people. My brothers and sisters, everybody has to start somewhere. That is true. But my brothers and sisters, it would be fallacy for any man to sit back and say there's not more to be understood. And when men oftentimes, as an avocation, call themselves pastors, as if to compel the people to believe their words are sufficient, when there's more they should prepare men to understand, my brothers and sisters, the question to ask, yeah, maybe you have a word that will seem like enlightenment to some, but my brothers and sisters, will those words complete anyone? Will they really drive men toward completion? Will they complete anyone, or will they just comfort men in their vanities only to be deceived rather than perceptive? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What we ask for these times, in this time we call Passover, is that we partake of a pure and unleavened bread, a word of truth, my brothers and sisters, knowing that truth is not denied truth. Pure, perfect truth does not deny truth. Perfect light does not deny light. We ask for a word that will open our minds and hearts, and a word that will not be an obstacle against our understanding. We ask for a word, my brothers and sisters, that will bring us into an eternal sense of what is indeed peace. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Know what it said, not know why it said. Many missing the point, my brothers and sisters, not even in agreement. We must ask the Most High for the capacity after his spirit to discern spiritual things. What the scripture says, such is the man of the spirit. Spiritual man discerns all things, but not even man discerns him. He's like the wind that blows. Men know neither where it comes from nor where it goes. Such is the man of the spirit. Messiah said, the Son of Man does not come by easy observation. My brothers and sisters, this is much more than a statement with regard to seeing a physical personage. It was a matter of discerning indeed the nature and intensity of the thoughts of his heart. If the scripture says this concerning a man inspired, what does it mean, my brothers and sisters? Do people really believe it is so simple a thing to discern innermost thoughts of the Most High? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a level of conscience the Most High can bring a man's mind and heart to perceive. No man can look inside himself to find. No man, my brothers and sisters, can look to the things that seem wise in this world and be able to see it. It's a level of conscience and awareness and concreteness, rationality and thought, conjunctivity of thought that my brothers and sisters on the Most High can bring to bear. We're all completely at his mercy. It's not that the Most High does not seek to reveal it, brothers and sisters, but these are words, this level of consciousness that he would bring his people to. It's only for the most humble soul that proves indeed a great love for him. My brothers and sisters, there's a mention of truth that's only revealed to those having enough love of the truth to assure that in their pursuit of knowledge, they gain the kind of foundation and firmity that they could not only arrive at a degree of firmity and steadfastness themselves, but that the level of firmity and steadfastness might also be that others see through them, that they might also become strong. Messiah said, do this when he spoke about this communion of bread and wine, the sacraments, if you will, of bread and wine. He said, do this in remembrance of me. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, if I do not go, talking about way of his sacrifice, he said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come. What does the Holy Spirit do? Bring all things to remembrance, my brothers and sisters. Teach all things. Rebuke all sin. How about rebuke all short-sighted perceptions that leave men incapable of coming to what? Comfort, agreement, transcending the tribulation, the trouble that comes as a result of men having been subject to a lesser conscience. Our brothers and sisters, if man knows what's said, doesn't know why it's said, you missed the point. It is not an agreement. Besides, they do this in remembrance of him. Does that mean simply remembering that he came? What about the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, the essence of his being? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The essence of his being. And not just merely his first personality, first perceived personality, because many don't even read that well. My brothers and sisters, it's a matter of understanding and remembrance of his conscience, the sense of righteousness that he would bring to bear, to be discerned in this world. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, the only offering ultimately this world can grant unto the Most High that he would be acceptable with is an offering of peace. There's a reason why the scripture says he will speak peace to the nations. There's a reason why the scriptures say the Messiah comes. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that he will restore unto the people a pure speech, that they may call upon his name with one consent. For so long, my brothers and sisters, men have believed that they yet have a covenant with the Most High, so oftentimes not even considering the height, depth, and breadth of the words that they speak. What did he tell the woman at the well? He told the woman at the well, you speak what you know not. Consider what he was saying, my brothers and sisters. He was telling her, in effect, that she was talking about things, but she didn't really understand what she was talking about. In fact, I would even say it goes as far as to say that if she knew indeed what she had said, relative to all the rest of the facts, she would not have said it. But this was one, my brothers and sisters, we read about it in the fourth chapter of Yohanan. This was a woman who knew the Messiah comes to teach all things. Why? He is the Prince of Peace. The word for peace also relates to completion. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. That would be the peace in the will of one. said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said, beware the intrusion of the principalities and powers. Be baptized with the world does not mean that you allow the intrusions of the world willingly to enter in to destroy the faith after a multitude of misopinions so that there's only debate and doubt. Scripture says, bear the burdens of the weak, but not under doubt for disputation. Well, any time men want to be called themselves wise after what merely seems wise in their own hearts. But brothers and sisters, that is a multitude of doubtful disputations. We should seek the Most High knowing, according to the book of Jakob, to call it James, that in our being scattered among the nations, we were discussing the idea that we're now in the midst of Passover. Last time we discussed, I don't know exactly where it was, the sound began to fade out. But I would say this to my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. He spoke about the idea that my brothers and sisters, what that the communion of bread and wine, he said, this you must do in remembrance of me. How many of brothers and sisters understand this is much more than just remembering that a man came who was called the Son of Yah? It's a remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of his conscience. The question I ask, my brothers and sisters, since many are prideful, I said, since many are prideful not to discern, if there's a dimension of conscience that no man can merely look inside himself to find, there's a dimension of conscience that must be attained, understanding that it is the Most High who discerns what is true of the nature and purpose of man. There's a dimension of conscience, my brothers and sisters, no man can just simply say, okay, I looked in a book and I found it. There's a dimension of conscience, my brothers and sisters, that requires men have inspiration for the Most High to discern faith beyond all the discrepancies whereby men have had words, knowing what is said and not knowing why it is said, therefore missing the point, lacking the capacity to agree. There's a dimension of conscience, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High must grant to attune the minds, else men truly do not understand. How can men call upon him whom they have not heard? How can men agree upon a word they have not heard? Upon precepts they have not heard? Reiterating something I said earlier, I don't know how much of this was heard earlier, but I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 29, I repeat again, speaks about man's worship having been after precepts and doctrines of men. Words learned by rote. How about precepts and doctrines of men not having the higher concepts after which to understand the greater truth the Most High has spoken? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, why the Scripture says Messiah must come and speak peace to the nations and must restore the people a pure speech, that they call upon his name with one consent? How about, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes with a, if you will, my brothers and sisters, rather heady word to compel those who would truly understand to seek of the Most High the capacity of the Spirit to comprehend the high depth and breadth? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Messiah came and he spoke to the woman at the well. He said to her, you speak what you know not. In effect, what he was saying to her is that if you knew all the ramifications of that which you speak, all the implications of that which you speak relative to greater knowledge, she was saying to him that he was saying to her that she would not have said it. But this is the woman, my brothers and sisters, who understood the Messiah comes to teach all things. In fact, she said, we know when the anointed one comes, he will teach us everything. So she was willing to hear. But my brothers and sisters, there are those today among us, we're not willing to understand what the Scriptures really mean when it says Messiah will come send the Spirit of Yahweh upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. Many will not want to, don't want to admit, my brothers and sisters, what they teach is still captivity. Many are not prepared to humble themselves to declare much of what they have believed has still been bondage. Insufficient to fully open the eyes, still leaving men blind. I spoke earlier about a pastor I met one time who realized the many things that I was speaking to him were not in the parameters of the ordinary. And that was some 30 years ago. And he said, but, you know, I have a word for some folks. In other words, we're saying he has a word for those who are not at the level of which I was speaking. The question I ask my brothers and sisters is this. A man should be very careful in the nature of his words. Very careful. Light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. The question is, my brothers and sisters, when men flatter men to believe they are wise because they comprehend a man's words, he should be very careful to ask himself his question. Are his words sufficient? Are they pure enough to help complete a soul? Or are their words, my brothers and sisters, to compel men unto a false sense of identity, less than what is fully appeasing, pleasing, acceptable, reverent of the holy name? Is it a word that can complete a soul, or is it a word, my brothers and sisters, that compels men to be fatally flattered, comforted in their vanities, comforted in their short-sightedness, only to deceive, my brothers and sisters, rather than help the mind to perceive? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. You got 45,000 denominations. Not one of them will say that they are less than sufficient. But it's quite obvious you wouldn't have 45,000 denominations if a lot of times these pastors were just about simply creating a niche for themselves. Hey, I'm not being concerned with all that is necessary for men to be delivered, but to beguile men, to seduce them to believe that they are complete when they are far from it. Beguile men to think they have perfect peace with the Most High when yet far from it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, that's what's written about those who are hid in prison houses in Isaiah 42. Please read around 42:20 through about 43:15. Understand how the gospel is a word to release the captives, that men might be compelled to seek the greater wisdom of Yah, because the time of great distress is coming. And the scripture says it's going to be a terror for men to understand the report in Isaiah 28. They find out the cloth is too short. In other words, the doctrines they believed in are insufficient. He called a garment and shows men still carnally quite naked. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said that in the communion of bread and wine in which we partake in these times we call Passover, he said these words. He said concerning this thing that we do it in remembrance of him. How about consideration and reverence? For more than just the fact that he came, but the preservation of the conscience. He said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance. Why, my brothers and sisters? So that in his appearing, men might be prepared for the blotting out of their sins. Men might be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond all the institutionalities of man that kept men prideful, destroyed after divide and conquer tactics for lack of knowledge, whereby men, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, seek to find comfort in establishing their own righteousness. Call upon the name of the Most High, brothers and sisters, but not unto the fullness of peace that will find men worthy unto the city of peace called Jerusalem. For the scripture says, Jerusalem shall be delivered to a remnant whom the Most High has called. Brothers and sisters, at the call of the Most High, a man being nurtured by a higher conscience knows to reach much higher than what is common to men. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. As I said before, truth does not deny truth. Light does not deny light. question we must ask or be receiving a word. It opens our minds, frees our hearts, opens our vision to look further than just for the surface. The Messiah will not judge us for what his eyes have seen or what his ears hear. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is because what needs to be seen is a truth, a conscience, an awareness beyond what seems sufficient to perform the purposes of man. The scripture says Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things. It should be discerned the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. It means, my brothers and sisters, man indeed must be perfectly furnished, study to show himself approved, fully furnished unto all good works, perform the good works of Yah. For how else, my brothers and sisters, shall men be called efficient servants of him? It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture says one called the Son of Righteousness must arise for the healing of his people. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Micaiah, if we understand it well. So the scripture says Messiah comes as Prince of Peace in Isaiah. How about reading 8, 9 through 9 and 8? So he comes, my brothers and sisters, to bring the people to a pure and perfect understanding. Like I said before, knowing what is said, not knowing why it's said, causes many to miss the point. Pride and men pride for the many contentions. Forgetting that the only offering the Most High would declare acceptable is peace. Men have not understood why Messiah said what he said when he said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets. He said, you are the light of the world. He said, think not, therefore, he came to destroy the law of the prophets. He said, therefore, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. If you allow yourself to be deceived, to fall victim, those who declare unrighteousness, less than all that is the gamut of full that is contained in the law and the prophets. He says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. What was he talking about, my brothers and sisters? With a capacity to remember, capacity to see how all things the Most High says works together, that men might be congruous in their thoughts, actions, words, and deeds, avocation, allegiances, even unto one allegiance. For every my brothers and sisters alternate allegiance. Whereby men are subject to any lesser conscience and choose to call it pride in a pride wise. Causes a multitude of contentions, my brothers and sisters. Not even an agreement. We must ask the Most High to attune our minds as one. Else all that we do is in vain. But there are those who have created so many animosities among men that oftentimes people are not willing to open their hearts to see the truth that others may have obtained. And oftentimes their brothers and sisters are not willing to ask the Most High to help them discern beyond themselves, because some are far too prideful to admit that what they've taught for so long has been far less than what is necessary. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets. I mean, he came not to take away from, disrespect, dishonor anything the Most High has said by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. In fact, the scripture said that's what he would judge by at Acts 3:18-23. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that Messiah, in effect, was saying, I pray you will understand me. That your rights must exceed the contentions of your various rulers. Yes. Your rights must exceed the contentions of your variant rulers. Else you should not enter the kingdom of peace. There's a level of conscience beyond the rulers. What seems wise to men must be attained. My brothers and sisters, else men shall be found as not having overcome the world. Some 45,000 denominations in this world, across some 280 nations. They have not all been true. In fact, my brothers and sisters, will be found in Messiah's appearing that none of them were true to all that is justice. Scripture says Messiah will come for the express purpose and one of the things that he will say, that he will have to lead the blind by a way that they know not. Our brothers and sisters, many will have to recognize themselves as blind before they have a chance to see. You see, I've come for the judgment of this world, that those who are regarded as visionary might be recognized as blind, and that those who are blind may see. Pharisees, scribes asked the question, you mean to tell us we're blind? He told them if you truly were willing to admit your blindness, you might gain the capacity to see. But now it's because you will not admit that you are blind. He says your sin, your blindness remains. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who are not willing to admit this, even if it's for the salvation of many souls. What the scripture says, in advance when Messiah comes, kings should shut their mouths because of him. For that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Many of my brothers and sisters should be proven falling short because there's so many things Messiah is going to reprove mankind concerning that should have been considered, but were not. Can't tell you how many times Most High has told me something and told me the very next day. In fact, I only had to do it once, but I came to expect it. But he's proven what he said. He said, concerning what he told me even a day before, going out deep, more deep to consider what he told me. What he told me the next day would not be so much of a surprise. I know my brothers and sisters, Most High has more than enough capacity to reveal shocking things, cause men to realize how little they know and how much still yet is to be known. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the gift of faith. To know that beyond all the contentions of this world, the Most High can bring surely what is peace, surely what is understanding, surely can bring what is solution. 45,000 denominations in the world across 280 nations, all claiming to be complete. Brothers and sisters, as such, these are all just injustice, multitude of imperfect, far less than considerate of all things, divide and conquer tactics. The misallegiances would have no power into the kingdom of one. For as Yah is one, so must all these people be one. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, not concerned about this oneness. They're about creating a niche for themselves. A place where they can set up pulpits, thrones. Giving the people what they want. Well, listen to what I'm saying when I say that. Knowing that there's so much more truth oftentimes. Sometimes knowing there's more truth than people need to know. I've heard pastors turn around and say, well, how many folks you think are going to get that? And if they're not going to get it, it's not worth it to them, they said, to preach it. People said, Messiah is going to judge man, all mankind according to everything the Most High said by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. It's very important then, my brothers and sisters, that all things be spoken, for that is the mandate. To go forth and teach all nations everything he commands. That is that all the nations, even that knew it not. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, what this means. There are a lot of pastors who are not concerned about your learning all that you should learn or seeking all that needs to be sought. And they are treacherous in this regard because, like I said before, my brothers and sisters, there are many who will seek to be comforted in vain after a false sense of identity. And I've heard them say directly, if people are willing to buy it, though they know it's not sufficient, they are willing to sell it. And some people sit back and ask, how could they do this? Because certainly in so doing, they damn their own souls. I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. A whole lot of folks have gone to seminary schools and been taught so many different doctrines or how to preside over so many different kinds of styles of congregation and belief systems. Hey, forsaking all rationality in that they had, in order to pass the test, had to write yes to some of the most generic of ideas, indiscriminate of ideas, unfaithful and dissolute of ideas, hypocritical of ideas, because guess what? They work with everybody and all their differences. Nothing absolute. Meaning it was not about absolution, it was about them gaining power to preside over a congregation, the type of resources that are in them, for their own selfish purposes. Like I said, they're about creating a niche for themselves and not preparing men for the kingdom of Yah. Should the Most High be pleased with this? Absolutely not. factors unto the destruction of many. And what's the scripture really saying? Micaiah 5:14-24, we need to talk about it. Let me tell you something, my brother and sister. We're going to get to that in a minute, but I want you to think about something. Israel must come in variant light, the healer to the world. And it's sin whenever Israel is not one in all things. As Yah is one, so must people be one. So this world is one. True to all that is spoken by the Most High, there remains a threat to global peace. And men are not safe, not saved. To be all of one in the Most High, you're not saved, not whole. Scripture says the remnant of Israel must speak no lies, do no iniquity, have none to harm, none to dissuade in the midst. Perseverance unto the Most High must be unto a perfect and complete work. Not unto the base in doubts. If man is less than diligent and willing to be double-minded, hypocritical, not seeking what is certainty. Scripture said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Fear and completion offers one choice. Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Rebukes all sin, all error, all short-sightedness that causes contentions among the people. By teaching all things pure and complete, men might come to one sense of what is indeed cooperation. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not discerned this principle? For if men break the law into a multitude of diverse standards, considering it sufficient, my brothers and sisters, there is no agreement, because if you break the law, you're broken aside from the order. Isn't it time we understand? Do we all call upon the name of the Most High with one understanding? We're not saved, not whole, and there's a lot of liars in the midst. A lot of half-truths and hasty conclusions, whereby men become proud in these. And result, my brothers and sisters, is not the praise of Yah, but a perpetuation of confusion. Israel is not reverently one till all revere, at the one true reference point. Israel divided is not yet spiritually resolved. I said, not yet spiritually resolved, not fully in atonement unto Yah, not cooperative in all righteousness, true to Yah, as the people of the Most High, till we have overcome all the false righteousness, all the fallen standards which plague us, my people being destroyed, left to all manner of controversy, chaos, and contention for lack of knowledge. My brothers and sisters, till we discern are not to be so easily beguiled by fallen standards. My brothers and sisters, we're not yet stable. There's an exceeding word beyond all the injustices of them who were against the gospel of the kingdom of peace, the full word of the Most High. There's an exceeding word that must be attained, my brothers and sisters, that we transcend for those who are only concerned about the perpetuation of their pulpits and thrones. We have to consider, my brothers and sisters, the real gospel. What is true is the word of the Most High that transcends men, or transcends ordinary conscience. And that's only possible by the Spirit of the Most High. And he said, if you love him, you must keep his commandments. We must love him from all our minds, heart, soul, and might. We love him from all that he is and all that he declares. Our brothers and sisters, is hate and the love of another. As Yah is one, so all the people of Yah must be one. Messiah, therefore, in effect, was saying in Matthew 5:14, he's really saying, don't allow anybody to deceive you. Don't let anybody make you gullible. Don't allow anybody to set in your mind and heart a word that acts against your discerning the deeper things of the Most High. Don't let anybody trick you so you don't seek the full perception concerning all that is divine righteousness and concerning all that has been revealed and all that needs to be as declared in its foundation as to what was said in the law and the prophets. Seek the word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, after its initial meaning, that you might not go astray and miss what is the promised eventuality. That you might not discern the deviation. Think about what I'm saying. Not discerning initial ideal or eventuality, men don't quickly discern where they've gone astray. And many have gone astray, my brothers and sisters, long ago and never known it. It's a blessing, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High keeps you on track. Messiah was saying, I've not come to destroy the law, not to bring chaos, confusion, or misorder, but relative to all that is the gift from on high, the inspiration from on high, knowing and trusting Yah is one, coming to grant what is necessary and pure, after a pure and perfect word, consider of all things what is necessary to resolve all issues. He is the Prince of Peace. What do you think it means? The scripture says the isles shall wait for his law. Brothers and sisters, think about it. Is Israel one without a king? Is Israel one without a consensus of one standard? Is Israel complete according to all that is intended when scripture says Israel must speak no lies, no false doctrine? How about the scripture says he died and rose to be Lord, to declare one standard, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, that there might be peace, that the people of Yah should be in all things glorified, and all things made true to an invariant light, and all things, my brothers and sisters, one. He comes to resolve all issues. He comes after the Spirit of the Most High, what the scripture calls a wonderful manner, that which is granted by the Spirit to see beyond the weakness of every miscreant argument. For what is strong, only that which is strong is cure, might remain. He will shake by his word everything that can be shaken, till only that which cannot be shaken remain. His word is pure and perfect. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. It will discern the thoughts and intents of hearts, of the hearts. Whether men love Yah, I said, Ahab him. Love him with all their minds, heart, soul, and might. Love him enough to seek him, to follow him wherever he leads. Our brothers and sisters, discern the thoughts and intents of the hearts, because the men seek anything partial, anything polluted or perverse, it's the will of another. Most High reveals the greater truth. The heart that loves the truth will pursue it, even though that pursuit means they have to humble themselves, become fully in all things true to it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that the reason why Messiah said your righteousness, your sense of justice, must exceed the divide and conquer taxes of those who are caused to be prideful after a false allegiance and a mistaken sense of identity. A frail and fallen sense of identity. You say you must exceed then the Babylonish divide and conquer taxes and all your contentious rulers who divide his people. You say you shall have no other God but him, but men having a multitude of other rulerships after the principalities and powers have indeed been divided, oftentimes men who say they believe at war against another. Scripture says Messiah is going to come and he's going to reprove all men. He's going to say he had to lead the blind by a way that they knew not. How about the way of peace? He said the way of peace they know not. He's going to have to show men the refinement of the Most High. After the word that was from the beginning, before all the various differences of man, where men prideful in themselves, feel no need to seek beyond the veils to understand the greater truth. Like I said, he comes to resolve all issues, said two or more gathered in his name, he is there in the midst. But for what? But to bring peace. He says the men must reason together with him. He said if they take counsel together among themselves, none at all exalting or seeking the greater wisdom of him, what's the end result of it? Somebody had a song telling them, will it go around in circles? Wow. People going around and around and around. Somebody turn around and look, been over here for a little time, say, hey, man, isn't that what we saw 15 years ago? Somebody turn around and say, hey, man, that's what we saw 30 years ago. When are we going to progress, my brothers and sisters? When are we going to progress? Until we're willing to consider all things the Most High declared, even those things the Scripture said in advance, the rulers would not teach, because rulers are more concerned about niches they established for themselves. To discern those things, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in advance, rules were not considered. We are not yet whole. There's a spiritual component that must be taken into consideration. Sin said, not come to destroy the law, not destroy the order, not to set the world in confusion or chaos or to condemn it, but through him it might be made whole, might be saved, might be made considerate of all things. Considerate, therefore, then, even of the Master. Resolves all our issues whereby men's allegiances have not been unto us to make consideration, cooperation, love, or trust. It's in a time we understand. He said we must then, my brothers and sisters, seek the Most High. But it's necessary to comprehend these things, else we should not enter the kingdom of Yah. shall not enter the kingdom of peace. The scripture says the people who have not known his ways, he has sworn in his wrath, they shall not enter into his rest. Read Psalm 95. Read Hebrews 3. We must comprehend the ways of the Most High. And as I said to you before, since this truth is one the world cannot reveal, nor attune the mind to comprehend, it takes the power of Yah. But who will be humble enough, my brothers and sisters, to allow the Most High to massage the mind, to shape the reason, the conscience, and the soul, to discern those things, my brothers and sisters, which rare few have discerned. What I think it means when it says few, the broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Broad is the road, my brothers and sisters, leads men lacking knowledge. But narrow is the gate. Straight, narrow, and straight is the gate. It's the road that leads to eternal life. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who understand what Scripture means and says, few are they who find it. Few are they, my brothers and sisters, who find the balance to walk the tightrope. And fewer still, those, my brothers and sisters, realize just how carefully we must walk, lest there be for them a very, very great fall. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to understand we must be careful. Yes, indeed. Most High grants capacity to see. We must seek with everything that's in our hearts to prove a love of the Most High great enough to find worthy to see just that much more. The earth must be made in all things true unto Yah himself, or shall man believe they are known what is justice, what is right before Yah, after misdesigns and purposes of another? What does the scripture mean when it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge? A lot of controversy among my people, he said. And that they would hear only what is the variant word of the priest and would not hear the word of the Most High. Whoever will be beguiled to remain estranged from the truth of the diverse contentions of a multitude of rulers who have comforted them and less than what is sufficient knowledge. Brothers and sisters, all such as this have not overcome the world, and being left leavened after the pollution of the world shall not enter or be found worthy to enter the kingdom of peace, because they've fallen from faith, fallen from the will of the one, or to the diverse standards of the many. And our brothers and sisters, nothing such as this. No fallen state such as this, wherein there's no agreement, should ever be our goal. Because men have not believed what Messiah said and said, your righteousness to see that of your leaders. Hey, your leaders tell you all you got to do is walk after them. What's sufficient to them should be sufficient enough for you. Because they declare they have a right to rule over you. Even though they tell you there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Isn't something, my brothers and sisters, quite strange about this? You need to think about it. I know that the Most High can reveal more of himself with every single second. I know full well that how many times it's been after I've done this show, I get right onto the hall, and it's brought to my mind another dimension of how I could have said a thing. I can't tell you, my brothers and sisters, how many things the Most High reveals in the course of a day. But that's his business. I just hope to have my ears and my heart constantly open to receive it. A lot of folks who know me well and know exactly what I'm talking about. But my brothers and sisters, such is the work of the Spirit. Most High, one time, I asked him a question, how much should we learn? And he told me, say, until you can look up in the sky, and stay star being one starts glowing, keep growing. He told me that the end of anything is only another beginning. He says, I know you like breadcrumbs, and every day you're going to gain a new muscle. But my brothers and sisters, he said, I'll keep giving you more and more of those breadcrumbs. I know you're hungry until you finally make it home. I count that a great blessing, my brothers and sisters. But that's the gift of the Spirit to those who are willing to hearken to the Most High, because I'm going to tell you what he told me. All that I've heard from men, ever will hear from men. He said, check it out with them first. He said, somebody make a fool of me. Somebody is still yet lacking. they're calling themselves wise. You're telling brothers and sisters, whatever I hear from men, like I said, to check it out with them first. Because he always has something more he can reveal. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is far less than faith to do any less. It's far less than faithful to compel others to do any less. I've always told folks that, hey, I'm not trying to bring you where I am, but I would pray that you would hear the voice that I hear. But the end result of it is that we all functioning after the Spirit might be true to one who calls whoever he does to his purpose. I would have you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High desires that we become what he finds worthy unto his purpose. It requires much in the way of diligence. Man's going to have to learn how to love Yah enough to walk after his will and not turn aside.
90 seconds.
Man's going to have to learn, my brothers and sisters, not to tempt the Most High. A lot of folks today, some realize that we're still in the midst of Passover. We should keep ourselves consecrated unto the knowledge of his will, going to the knowledge of his will, realizing what the day Passover and the times of the waving the sheaves are all about. Thank the Most High for the blessing he's given.
60 seconds.
For that blessing to mature, being wholly acceptable under the preservation of the people. We have to learn how to think beyond ourselves. Some of us do. Some of us know. Let's just say, must come to know. We must think much more fluidly beyond me, myself, and I. Heaven help us. May y'all be pleased, my brothers and sisters, with the testimony that's been offered this day. Like I said, a lot of folks out here were keeping this pagan custom called Easter. Do not understand what the Most High said concerning this custom in Ezekiel. He said, if you do this thing, though you cry out to him with a loud voice, the day of trouble, he will not hear. He talked about those who keep these feasts to Gad and Mene, the feast of the sun and moon god. He said, as you kept the feast of these things, say, my people shall eat, but you shall go forth hungry. I find it only just. He said it long ago, my brothers and sisters, isn't it time to remove the obstacle that we might see how we please the will of Yah? To speak again, my brothers and sisters, a blessed Passover to you all. Tomorrow being preparation for the greatest day of the feast, and the Most High continue to allow us to see the greater dimensions of his will, that we find that beyond Babylon, before and beyond this Egypt, this world of confusions, we might be prepared, found worthy to be prepared to learn the ways of the promised land. To speak again, it's been Eddie Miam coming to remember his ministries, to his might, to his honor, to his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank the Most High again for every year that he brings near. And I thank you all again for listening.